Hello everybody, how's it going? In this video I want to talk about my recent trip to St. Lucia as a missions trip. And St. Lucia, for those of you who don't know, is a small island country in the Caribbean. This is its flag right here. I got one of these. It looks pretty cool. I think it's a cool flag. But anyway, it has about 180,000 people in the country, I believe. And it is a beautiful country, a beautiful island, one of the nicest views and nicest landscape I've ever seen. But it's also one of the most receptive places I've ever seen for the gospel. I was there for about a week, and by far, I've gotten more souls saved in this last week than any other week or any other time in my life. It's extremely receptive. The people there definitely are willing to hear the gospel, and a lot of them end up getting saved. So I want to talk about that missions trip in this video. It was organized and put together by Faithful Word Baptist Church, which is the church that I attend in Tempe, Arizona. So it was announced a few months ago, I think back in like April or so. Brother Raymond Cooper, who's on staff at the church, organized the trip, and I think about 32 or 33 people ended up going. Only maybe a dozen from our church, and then the rest were from other churches. We had a lot of people come from Toronto. There's a lot of really good soul winners, great men of God who live in Toronto, and then there's some other people who came from Indiana, South Carolina, and a few other places as well. So there were a lot of people that ended up coming to this mission trip, and it was mostly paid for by the church. We just had to get our tickets, basically. And it was honestly a great time just all around. So I'm going to go day by day and explain basically how it went and what happened. So originally I was planning on getting there. I was traveling with some people from the church that I know, some families that I'm close with. On Thursday, that was the original plan, but our flights were delayed and eventually canceled because we would have missed our connecting flight because of the delay. So we had to end up getting different flights to different airports. So me and Brother Daniel Hernandez, who's a song leader at Faithful Word, if any of you watch the live streams, you'll recognize him. He's the guy that leads the songs. We got a flight to Atlanta on Friday and then stayed the night there, like a 10-hour, 11-hour layover, something like that. And then flew to St. Lucia, and we got there on Saturday, the 16th, in the afternoon. And that day, it was kind of already late, and the airport's like an hour away from where we were staying in Castries, or kind of nearabout Castries. I think there's another town nearby called Cicerón. I think that's exactly where the house we were staying was. And so because it was already later in the day and it took a while to get back and we had to unpack and stuff, we didn't go soul winning on Saturday. But then Sunday, we had a church service in the morning, preached by Raymond Cooper, and Daniel led the song leading. Then in the afternoon, we went soul winning for about 4 or 5 hours. And again, it was pretty receptive. The first day, it wasn't all that great. We did some apartment soul winning. So we just like knocked on doors, went door to door, the typical type of thing that we do. And then after that, ended up going to a park and preaching there a little bit. On Monday, we went back out to the same general area. I was with a different team, and it was a little bit further down, if you look on a map of the downtown area of Castries, it was a little bit closer to the harbor where there's a market, and it was very busy because there was a market there and there were a lot of people passing through. But because they were passing through, they were getting on buses, people were going to work and stuff, not many people were willing to talk. So for the first few hours, it wasn't really that great. But then we made our way over to this area called Derek Walcott Square, which is in downtown Castries. And for the rest of the week, that's where we stayed, because that is definitely like the most receptive area I've ever been. It's just like a park. It's kind of a big park, but there's a lot of people there. And a lot of people are just sitting down, just, not really doing anything, just on lunch break or just, just enjoying the park or whatever. And most of them are willing to talk. So a large portion of our group was soul winning at that Derek Walcott Square. By the end of Monday, me and my partner had moved down there as well, and then we stayed there for the rest of the week. So Monday, we got, as a group, I think 140 salvations, and before that, all the days leading up, it was up to like 48, I think, or 46 or 48, something like that. Then Monday, it was 140 salvations. Tuesday, again, we went out all day, preached in this area, Derek Walcott Square, extremely receptive, and as as our group of 30 soul winners or so, we got a total of 185 people saved. So again, very receptive. You know, some people got like 20, 30 salvations. I mean, it's just insane, right? Then Wednesday, we had a recreation day. So we didn't really do like full-time soul winning. We went to a hike. Some people did zip lining, but me and most people, we hiked this thing called the Tetpole Nature Trail, which had some beautiful views of these mountains. I think they're called the Piton Mountains, towards the south of the island. And so that was nice. Then we visited some really cool waterfall. And then after that, we went to Sugar Beach, which is, again, one of the nicest beaches on the island. Now, even though it wasn't like an actual scheduled soul winning day, a lot of people still did preach to locals that we saw at these different places. Like, for example, I preached to somebody on the hike who was a local who was, I think he was the brother of like the tour guide, and he ended up getting saved. And some other people got like, you know, 6 salvations, 10 salvations, because they were just preaching to as many people as they could find, even on the recreation day. So I think on Wednesday, we, as a team, got like 27 or 28 salvations. And then on Thursday, again, we went back out, and this was by far the best day. And in my personal experience, the best day of soul winning I've ever had or ever seen. And again, we went all day at the Derek Walcott Square. There were a lot of people there, a lot more people than even some of the previous days. And as our team of 30 soul winners, we got 245 people saved. So praise God for that. That was extremely receptive. On Friday, which would be, I guess, yesterday, the 22nd, as I'm filming this video on Saturday, I don't know if I'll probably have to end up uploading it later, depending on how long it takes to edit this. But on Friday, we did a little bit of soul winning in the morning, and then me and the other members from Faithful Word went to the airport to leave to go back to Phoenix. So that's where I am now, back in Arizona. So there are still some people there as of filming this video. The whole day for the rest of Friday, people went soul winning, and I think the total was 232. So there was 877 salvations total as of the end of Friday, right? So as of filming this video, as far as I know, over 800 people have been saved, probably over 900 by now, because it's like Saturday afternoon and there's some more people there still going soul winning. And pretty much everybody else will leave tomorrow on Sunday. So today is the last official day of the missions trip, but I have no doubt that the people who are there will bring up the total to over 1,000. So it is an extremely receptive place. It's one of the best places I've ever been. It's just, I mean, if you've ever been to the Caribbean, it's nice. Like, I mean, just the island, just the views, the landscape is beautiful. The people there are, sometimes they're nice, sometimes they're kind of rude because they're like, you know, Rastafaris and people who are like extremely racist against white people. And they're like, what are you doing here? Go back to your country, that kind of stuff. So we did get a little bit of that, but most people were friendly and very receptive to the gospel. And there were also some false prophets as well, trying to, it was definitely sent by the devil, trying to deceive people. At first, it was on Tuesday, I think, we saw the Jehovah's Witnesses show up. Then on Friday, the Mormons started coming, like Mormons from America. So it was kind of weird yesterday morning, going out for the first couple hours before we headed to the airport. In the same park, there were Jehovah's Witnesses standing with their tower. Thankfully, they don't go and talk to people, so they weren't really doing much. But then there were also some Mormons in that same park trying to preach their, you know, false doctrine, their lies. And then we also were going soul winning and then preaching the real gospel to tons of people. And then there were some other people who were trying to interfere, just other false prophets of other different religions and, you know, Rastafaris causing problems. And so it's like basically a spiritual battle is going on, definitely. So the reason why I'm making this video is to encourage people who have never gone on a mission trip before to go at some point in the future, because mission trips are great. This is the fourth one I've been on. The third one doesn't really count because I didn't really do much because I got sick most of the time. I was to Belize. But out of all the mission trips I've done, this has been the best so far. The Caribbean is very receptive. It's white unto harvest. And so, you know, fulfill the commandment of Jesus Christ where he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, because that's what we're supposed to be doing as Christians. And so that's why we do these mission trips, to preach the gospel. And We definitely see the results because over 1,000 people were saved. And again, you know, I haven't seen the numbers from today, so I'm just assuming, but I would not be surprised if the total for this trip is over 1,000. So right now I want to put some videos and some photos of the trip on the end of this video so that you can see what it was like and you can see some examples of people soul winning and things like that. So I'm also planning on making like a soul winning motivation video that I'll upload on my BitChute channel as well with some preaching and things like that. So definitely consider going on a missions trip in the future if you hear about one that's planned by a Baptist church or something, because it's very, it's a definitely life-changing experience. You can get, you know, more people saved in some of these countries than you ever can in like a few months in America. Right now, obviously some places are more receptive than others in America, but it's like some of these places are just so super receptive that it's like it blows anything else out of the water that you'd find in the United States. So going to these other countries is definitely a great experience, and you can learn how to become a better soul winner, and also you can meet a lot of people as well. And I definitely met a lot of new people, a lot of brothers from the different countries and places like that, and it was nice to have fellowship with them. So yeah, right now I'm just going to put some videos and photos at the end right here so you can see what it was like in St. Lucia. So thank you, buddy, and God bless you.